Focus in Washington this week on Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Germany's chancellor is on his way to Washington to meet with President Biden. The trip is meant to send a message that Germany stands alongside the U.S. and other NATO partners in opposing Russian aggression against Ukraine.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will visit here for the first time since taking office in December. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the chancellor and President Biden will discuss ongoing diplomatic efforts to prevent a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
They will also discuss our close cooperation on everything from the COVID-19 pandemic to addressing the threat of climate change.
The U.S., Germany, and other NATO allies are preparing potential sanctions should Russia invade, a package that could include the Nord Stream 2 pipeline constructed to carry Russian natural gas to Germany. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden will announce his nomination for the Supreme Court by the end of the month. The president says he will nominate an African-American woman. Texas Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures he doesn't agree that the candidate field should be as narrow.
He is certainly violating the spirit of non-discrimination. If he wanted to search for qualified applicants and find who he thought was the most qualified nominee, and she happened to be an African-American woman, that's wonderful. But he's not doing that. He wants to discriminate based on race.
Cruz calls it ironic, pointing out that in the past, then-Senator Biden blocked a black female from becoming a federal judge twice with a filibuster. The Missouri Supreme Court set to hear arguments Monday on the constitutionality of a new state law forbidding local law enforcement from enforcing federal gun laws. A lower court rejected a challenge to the law brought by St. Louis City and County and Kansas City officials last August. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A top aide to former Vice President Mike Pence reinforced the words of his one-time boss, who said he could not overturn the 2020 election.
Pence's former chief of staff, Mark Short, said on January 6, 2021, the then vice president did his duty to certify an election. On NBC's Meet the Press, he characterized the guidance former President Donald Trump got, saying Pence could change the result as coming from
many bad advisors who were basically snake oil salesmen giving him random and novel ideas as to what the vice president could do.
Short, who recently testified before the House January 6th committee, said he believes President Biden was legitimately elected, but he's also glad many states continue to look into voting irregularities. Colonel Scott, Fox News.
Olympic athletes quarantined in Beijing after testing positive for COVID-19 say they're not getting the best treatment.
Olympic athletes say they're not getting enough or edible food and no training equipment. Russian biathlete Valeria Vasnetsova posted on Instagram what she said was breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 5 days. A tray with plain pasta and orange sauce, charred meat on a bone, a few potatoes, and no greens. She's staying in one of Beijing's quarantine hotels. She added she lost a lot of weight. The quarantine hotels are increasingly the target of criticism from athletes and their teams who are lobbying organizers for improvements. Vasnetsova found the athletes were getting worse food than others being quarantined. Posting a picture of food served to her team doctor who was staying two floors below, he had fresh fruit, a salad, and prawns with broccoli. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
The Miami Dolphins has hired San Francisco 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel as their head coach. McDaniel had worked under 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan for the past 11 seasons and gets his first shot as head coach after only a year as offensive coordinator. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.